This is Scores on the Doors with Callum Patterson.
What did you make of the weekend then on Sunday? It was a cracking day, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a brilliant day. It always is. I think it's one of the footballing events. Maybe it's just because it's three big games all back to back. It just makes a really good atmosphere, a really good spectacle, and you always see some really good talented youngsters coming through these games. And you know, over the years we've been going to these, and we've seen a lot of them progress through to the senior leagues. And I'm pretty sure we've seen a few at the weekend that will do the same path. It was a really, really good day. Three really good games.
I'm glad to say you had three teams at each level. Under-13s game was actually the middle game of the day, but it was a long travel down for Aberdeen, who made it to the final. It was the under-12 side that made it. In an under-13s final, it was a great story for them to get to the final. In the end, Glasgow City Blacks won quite convincingly in the end, got to double digits score-wise, but Aberdeen got their goal. But I think the story of the day must have been the Aberdeen goalkeeper for the young girl, Nicole Miller. 22 saves, I think it was counted in the end.
Yeah, absolutely phenomenal. And there were 22 really, really good saves as well. All sorts of different types of saves, acrobatical stuff, saving last gasp, shots off the line, saving with legs, good hands. Looks a real prospect. There usually is a lot of good goalkeepers in these events, but you know, Nicole Miller really, really caught the eye. I thought she had a fantastic game, and there was quite a few times she really pulled the defence out the fire with some last minute saves, and you know, and she had the crowd screaming anyway. It was excellent to watch, and the footage of some of the saves as well was pretty impressive as well. So it was a good day for her regardless of the scoreline.
I think after about 20 minutes, we were all saying she should be playing the match, whatever the scoreline. In the end, I think the award went to Megan Whiteford, who came off the bench for City to score a 9-minute hat-trick in the second half. And it's that sort of game where it's a sort of three-quarter pitch, slightly smaller goals. There's certainly an argument that the boys at that level should be doing that, because it makes things a bit more exciting for the height of the players. And it was such a frantic game.
Yeah, we were talking about this at the weekend. I think it's a really good idea for the boys to do it as well, because it teaches you the importance of first touch. It's so tight and you've got players on you so quickly that you know, sometimes in the bigger pitches you've got more time and your first touch can be a wee bit more loose, but you don't have that luxury in this kind of format. And that's what's most impressive about watching this age group. You know, the girls have got a great first touch and they do knock the ball around really, really well. And they've obviously learned good things by playing in this format. And you know, there wasn't a player on show that didn't look like they didn't belong in that kind of situation. So it was really promising, I think, from a development point of view.
And we talked about the keeper there for Aberdeen, but they're effectively a year younger, sort of probably 11-year-olds in there compared to girls who are 13 or thereabouts for City. And it was some achievement for them to get to the final. If you imagine if they can keep themselves going for another season, they could be a player next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought they didn't look out of place, regardless of the scoreline. And there was some really good finishing in there. You touched on Megan Whiteford. She looks like a real striker to me. Hat-trick in what, 6 minutes, 9 minutes or something like that. And really good goals as well. So they were up against a very, very good team. And they didn't really look out of place. They were so positive as well right up until the end. They were still looking to try and score goals, still looking to create chances. And the goal they did score was a very good goal as well. So I think, you know, it looks kind of heavy on paper, but in reality, I think there's a really good base for them to build on for the future. And with it being such a young team that I've caught so far so early.
Let's move into the 15s final, which was the first game of the day, and it was Glasgow City against Central Girls. And Central Girls became an amalgamation of a Falkirk team, effectively. A lot of these Central players played in the Falkirk side that beat Hearts a couple of years ago in the 13s final, and they came on top emphatically and by 5-0, and they really looked impressive.
Yeah, they were probably the team of the day for me. I thought they were excellent. They were excellent in the 13s when they were Falkirk, but they've really stepped up a level now. And it's not unfair to say they were quite dominant, really quick football. Again, really good first touch, movement off the ball, very, very good. And some real standout players in that team as well. And, you know, well deserving of the victory and five good goals. Glasgow City really up against it against such a good team. You can see a lot of these players going really far in the game. You know, there's a few names that really stood out, as I said, and I think these are the ones that are going to push through. And I'm sure we'll see them again in the future, you know, doing very, very well.
Yeah, I think a player that seemed to catch the eye, she did a couple of years ago, was Chelsea McEachran, scored a great goal on the day. I think we're all kind of raving about the goal that she scored, and one or two others have moved on to even older teams, which we'll touch on shortly, but she seemed to be maybe the player to watch, maybe of being a future star.
Yeah, she looked excellent. She was great in the 13s as well, but the goal that she scored was something special. She had no right to score the goal. It was just kind of a wee bit of head tennis she was doing, and managed to take it past a couple of players and bury it. Another couple that stood out for me was Kim McAlpine. I thought she was a really, really good player throughout the whole game, and Kirsty McIntosh as well, really kind of flamboyant, good to watch, you know, really confident player. The team's full of them. It's a very, very good team, and you know, 5-0 is, again, looks like a tough scoreline for Glasgow City, but you have to take your hat off to Central. They're a very, very good team, and they've really deserved the victory that they got.
And with that sort of Central girls team coming a thing and in the women's area in that part of Scotland, you've got Stirling University have came into the top flight in the women's game. That sort of patch of players, almost a bit like maybe Aberdeen up north with that young crop coming through, there's future growing there, future's bright in maybe a couple of areas that maybe looked a little bit neglected.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Central area is definitely one that seems to be doing something right. And before it became Central, it was Falkirk. They had lots of good teams in various age groups, lots of good players, and you know, under the Central banner now, they seem to push in again in the right direction. Aberdeen's doing the same thing. They've got a really good youth development system on the go up there, and it seems to be working for them if they've got an under-12s team and an under-13s final, and they're really looking to bring through players to the senior teams. You know, it's a good time. I think there's a lot of good things happening all over the country. It's not just in Glasgow and Edinburgh. There's a widespread of talent around the country that's been developed very, very well by the looks of things.
Let's move into the under-17s. Glasgow City would win their second trophy of the day in the showpiece game, you could say, effectively. Later on in the afternoon, they beat Celtic by 3-0. So it was a bit of a rematch for a lot of these players that in the 15s game last year, Celtic won by a goal to nil. And a lot of these players were playing each other again at 17s level. And City at the same point last year at 17s, some of the players that were at 17s anyway last year lost to Rangers in the final two. So a lot to play for here for a lot of these players, and City come out on top by 3 goals to win. Olivia Crawford, one of those in their score, and Brogan Hay featured, who's already featured for the senior team. How do you see that one?
Yeah, I think they definitely seemed a wee bit more hungry. It was very, very even in the first half. It was kind of hard to see which way it was going to go, but in the second half City really stepped it up, and the players you just mentioned, they really stepped up, and Crawford in particular, I thought was an absolute joy to watch. Fantastic, really good, really, really good player. And City, they didn't want to come to another final and lose, and you can kind of see that. They really dug deep at times, and towards the end of the game, I think they kind of showed their class. They looked comfortable, and that's pretty good. Good going for a 17s Cup final, because they're always close. They're always really hotly contested affairs, and you know, City managed to come out 3-1 winners in the end, so it'll be quite pleasing for them. And with the players they've got on show as well, it looks like they've got a good base for bringing through some youngsters to the seniors going forward as well.
Absolutely, and wasn't quite the day for Celtic. There have been some close meetings in the league. Celtic won in the League Cup the previous week in extra time, but Jamie Lee Napier, who had a good semi, didn't quite work her way in the final, being quite a prolific figure for Celtic, but she looks like a player that could go far. Caitlin McDonald scored a great equaliser at the time. So for Celtic, a side that doesn't seem to be splashing a lot of cash in the women's side of the game, they've got some good youngsters coming through.
They always seem to do that. They've always had a very good youth development system. It's just they seem to get to a point and then move on to other teams, which is a bit of a problem for them. If you look at some of the players and seniors now, you know, the likes of Abby Harrison and pretty much that entire Hibs team, the youth players in that Hibs team are ex-Celtic players, and Carla Jackson at Spartans. These players have come through the ranks at Celtic and moved on elsewhere, so they'll be wanting to try and hold on to some of the players they've got here, because they've got some really good players. Caitlin McDonald is excellent, really, really good goal, and she looks a real handful for defenders. Very impressed by Lee Eddy. We picked her out before when she was playing for Falkirk, but she's playing for Celtic now, young player. Looks real quality, looks really, really good on the ball, which is it's good to see. And you know, Celtic, they lost the game 3-1, but they've got a good team and they've got a lot that they can be looking forward to with these players developing.